It's Natasha Renault with you on BFBS, The Forces Station. And today we're joined by film director Chris Columbus, who made the Harry Potter films, Home Alone, and now has a new film out, The Thursday Murder Club. It's lovely to have you with us, Chris. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Now, I've got to say, I am so excited about this film. I have loved the Richard Osman book. And for someone who hasn't come across this series before, can you tell us about the story?
Essentially, you know, this was a little different than most murder mysteries I've read in the past. I fell in love with this concept of, at a late stage in life, you can make a big difference. And you are actually changing the world when you're in your 80s. And I thought that was a wonderful sort of theme to sort of start me off. I also fell in love with the fact that these were incredibly complex characters. And the books were so hilarious, so funny in terms of sharp, biting British humor, and also very emotional, which is quite different than most murder mysteries that you read, which can tend to be a little cold and procedural. This was just a very emotional journey, and I fell in love with that.
I've seen the film, and I thought it was incredible. You know, you bring out that comedy, it's fast-paced, and there's some fantastic one-liners in there. But how much of a pressure was it to get this right? Because the series is so loved all over the world, and getting it from page to screen.
I've learned in the past, I've done some films based on novels that have been successful, some that have not been successful, and When the films have not been successful, it's always because I wasn't a huge fan of the books. And with Potter, I was an obsessive fan. And when I read Thursday Murder Club, again, I became an obsessive fan. I realized I have to bring this to the screen. And I think doing Harry Potter put me in a situation where I was able to come into this without the feeling of, you know, this intense feeling of going to work every day, and if I fail, if this doesn't work, I've destroyed an entire franchise. And because Potter was successful, I was able to come into this with a little more fun, you know, just knowing that I could come to set and work with these four incredibly brilliant actors every day. And there was a real sense of security.
I would agree with that. Even as a reader of the books going into the films, that because we've known you from the Harry Potter films and how incredible that legacy has become, knowing that you had this, it was safe. It was in safe hands, if you know what I mean. As I mentioned, you know, the Thursday Murder Club is one of my favorite murder mystery series, and the casting and the location, they're all just so perfect. And I was watching the film and actually thought to myself, you know what, if retirement looks like this, bring it on. I'm okay with that. But what are you hoping that audiences are going to take away from the film?
Well, we did design the look of Cooper's Chase, the retirement community, with this sort of intention of bringing the audience this sort of wish fulfillment of, wouldn't this be a wonderful place to retire? So I sort of call it the Hogwarts of retirement communities, where it's a place you want to go, you want to spend your twilight years, and it's a place that we want it to be appealing. You know, in a lot of retirement communities tend to be dreary and a little depressing, and we wanted to create the exact opposite. We wanted to create a place that, okay, you're 35 years old. You may want to spend some time here. You would have just as much fun at age 35 as you would at age 85.
Oh, 100%. I just hope that someone actually brings to life a retirement home just like that one. Maybe less of the murder part, but
yes,
something
exactly.
Fun. But even as I mentioned, the casting, you know, you had Helen Mirren, Pierce Brosnan. But for someone who's read the books, they really suit the characters. So how did you come to that conclusion of it had to be them?
I was in a very privileged situation, which is when we did Harry Potter, I read the books and made a list of the actors I would love to portray the role. So we had Maggie Smith and Richard Harris and Alan Rickman, and those were all of my first choices, and they all said yes. Well, 20 years later, I've been through a few films, and not everyone says yes the first time. But when I read Thursday Murder Club, I made a list of the actors I wanted to play the roles, and all four of them said yes. And it was an extraordinary feeling, because when I walked into the first rehearsal with these four actors, it really felt, I felt intimidated because there was so much experience and so much history in terms of British cinema that I was intimidated, and I had to get over that intimidation. It's sort of like you're working with the best possible actors in the world. You have to step up your game, and that's what I felt every day going to work. But at the same time, these actors are so professional and so amazing at what they do, and so their ability to understand these characters goes very deep. And with every, you know, we would do two or three takes, and I had what I needed as a director. It was really comforting.
I'm sure that the Thursday Murder Club is going to be another hit of yours that's going to stand the test of time, like Mrs. Doubtfire, Gremlins, Home Alone. And Christmas isn't actually that far away. What do you love about that time of year?
Well, the Thursday Murder Club is an interesting situation because it's a film I've done that's set in the summertime. And we were fortunate enough to shoot this film. You know, I was expecting dreary English weather, and for some reason, the gods were shining on us. Every day I'd get to set, the sun was shining last summer. So it has a very different look than a lot of the films that I've set at Christmas time. And Christmas time is a special time for me. Film-wise, you can cheat a little as a director because you do have the ability to play with Christmas decorations and lights, which can create a warm, cozy feeling on screen, so that's helpful. I also love to play certain dark elements, particularly in something like Gremlins, where you set the movie at Christmas time, but these horrific events are happening. And so for me, it appeals to my dark sense of humor that that these intensely sort of violent things can be going on at Christmas time. And it's even Home Alone. You know, Home Alone is this warm, cuddly Christmas movie, people think. But then this kid is in, you know, the violence that sort of happens in this third act of Home Alone is sort of in direct contrast to the warm Christmas feelings.
It is. But, you know, I love the fact that these films have just stood the test of time. Like, you know, Home Alone celebrating its 35th year. What does it mean to you to have all of these incredible works of yours lasting so many years?
You don't know it at the time. You know, it's interesting because when we, you know, when you release the films, you create this on set. We always have created a sense of we wanted to make something timeless. So I was always concerned, even back doing Home Alone, that when someone is watching this on television a few years from now, that it wouldn't feel dated. I always wanted this timeless feel. And that's worked on some of these films. And when you look back at them and you see that people are still enjoying them 30 years down the road, it's a great feeling, I have to say, because that sense of longevity is and sense of relevance all these years later is really rewarding. It's a nice feeling.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on BFBS, the Forces Station. It's been a pleasure talking to you about your new movie, The Thursday Murder Club.
Thank you so much.